Let's focus now on a problem that disproportionately impacts LGBT youth. That's homelessness. 8% of all young people identify as LGBT, and 40% of them are homeless or unstably housed, primarily because they've been rejected by their families. And according to homeless advocacy groups, once on their own, LGBT youth are 7 times more likely to be victims of crime and sexual violence and twice as likely to attempt suicide. Reporter Phoebe Petrovic spoke with some of these youth in New Haven, Connecticut.
19-year-old Michelle has been on her own since she was 15. That's when her parents discovered she's gay.
They were not happy about it. They're very religious, and I was kicked out. And that's a very, I feel like nowadays people hear that, and it's like a very old-fashioned story. But it's very much happening today, and it's very much happening now. It's just very on the low.
Michelle wants to protect her identity, so she's asked us to use only her first name. Michelle says she knew she was gay in the 3rd grade.
And I had a crush on this little girl, and I thought she was the prettiest thing in the world. And on her birthday, I gave her a kiss. I didn't know it was wrong. And she told, I think it was probably her brother, her sister, somebody older in the school, and they beat me up. That was, like, the first instance of, like, okay, this is clearly not okay.
Michelle says she never came out to her parents. She was found out in high school when her parents confronted her about a relationship with another girl. Michelle denied it, and for a while, things seemed okay. A few months later, her parents said they were off to Puerto Rico on vacation.
They dropped me off at a friend's house to spend the last couple weeks of school staying with somebody, and I thought that was fine. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, and they were supposed to have been back, they just didn't come back, and they changed their phone numbers. They weren't in contact with us or the family that they left me with.
Michelle stayed with the family for about 6 months, but eventually had to leave. And suddenly, she was homeless. She slept under picnic tables near her high school and in basements she broke into. She survived without stable housing for 4 years, while working several jobs and getting her nursing assistant license. Michelle says she ended up in some bad situations living on the streets. Even shelters, she says, can leave her feeling vulnerable.
Sometimes they'll ask you straight up, like, oh, are you LGBT? And it's like, do I say yes or do I say no? If I say yes, is that going to stop me from being able to get housed? And if I say no and they find out that that's not true, what's going to happen? Just hearing that question is kind of scary when you're trying to access services.
Eventually, Michelle ended up at Youth Continuum.
Okay, so this is the drop-in center. There are a lot of resources.
A New Haven-based
here.
Nonprofit useful. That helps unstably housed youth.
My office with my messy desk is right in there.
And this is where Michelle met Elizabeth Larkin.
I am an outreach case manager at Youth Continuum.
The agency has aided at-risk youth since 1966. Larkin identifies as genderqueer or non-binary and uses gender-neutral pronouns. They joined the staff 2.5 years ago and pushed the organization to offer care tailored to the needs of queer and trans youth.
And a lot of the case managers when I came here would say things like, I love everybody equally, which is amazing, but you're missing something when you're loving everyone equally because everyone doesn't have the same experience.
Especially trans youth, who face more obstacles than the rest of the queer community. And Larkin says that's why it's important they're assigned a queer case manager, someone who can help them safely access hormones and surgery to help transition from one gender to another.
I had a youth tell me, my boyfriend is a surgeon and he's gonna do my bottom surgery. And I was like, oh no, your boyfriend is not a doctor and he will not do your bottom surgery.
Since Larkin joined Youth Continuum, about a dozen youth have been shepherded through a safe and legal transition. Today, there's also a youth advisory board. It has 9 members, including Michelle and 25-year-old Antoinette.
Antoinette, coming to you live in Youth Continuum 101.
The board gives clients like Antoinette and Michelle a chance to exert control over their situation and to meet people they can trust.
They really do get where I'm coming from. Like, they really definitely do get where I'm coming from.
Yeah, we don't pity each other.
Exactly.
We don't pity each other. We're very strong for each other. And I think that that's also another big reason why it's important that we have such a say in, like, the shelter and, like, what's going to happen for it. Because who knows better than, like, what kids in that situation needs than people who are in that situation.
For Larkin, the genderqueer case manager, so much of the job is complicated and bureaucratic. But the most important work happens on the personal level, in spaces like the Youth Advisory Board, where they model what it means to exist as a stable, queer adult. And Michelle says that's really important. When she and other youth see that Larkin has a steady home, a supportive relationship, and a fulfilling job, they get to envision that for themselves.
And now I can see into the future and feel like I'm going to live past 20. I'm going to live past 25. I'm going to live past 30, and I can have a home and a career and a family and a life that I really want.
Like becoming a licensed practical nurse and, eventually, helping unstably housed youth, just like Larkin does. An estimated 400,000 LGBT youth in the U.S. encounter homelessness each year. Today, Michelle is one of them. But one day, she plans to shrink that number. For Here and Now, I'm Phoebe Petrovic.